Take a strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Super Bowl 57 coming up a week from Sunday. Going to be weird not having real pro football. And don't tell me that flag football is going to fulfill your Sunday obligation. It simply doesn't. But one member of the Eagles is facing some legal jeopardy. And, gentleman, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story. It's not a starter, but it's somebody that might be called upon.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Josh Sills, he's 25 years old. He has been indicted in Guernsey County in Ohio, where he grew up. He's been indicted on one count of rape and one count of kidnapping, and both are first-degree felonies. Now, the thing about this is he is a reserve, as you mentioned. He's an offensive lineman, and he only appeared in one game this season with the Philadelphia Eagles. He took four snaps on special teams in week number five for the Eagles this week. So he is a backup right guard on the depth chart. So I don't know if this is going to affect the game that much. The Eagles at least have a little bit of time to, maybe find somebody else to fill his backup role. But it's so convenient here, Kevin, because his court date, his initial court date, is after the Super Bowl.
How convenient.
February 16th, so it shouldn't be anything, but it's not really a good look for this young man. But again, in this country, hey, you're innocent until proven guilty, right?
I want to ask you, I know you've been following the line and what's going on out there. I know a week ago the line was fluttering plus, minus, one, two and a half, one and a half. What's going on with the line right now?
1.5 is what I'm hearing right now is the point spread. The Eagles are the favorites, so very, very, very close. What are you thinking about?
I'll be honest with you. I think this is going to end up. I think the betting public will make this into a pick 'em.
I agree with you. I think a lot of the money is going to be going on Kansas City. They've got the pedigree. They've been there before. But, again, there's a lot of East Coast people, and, they would love the Eagles to, maybe win another Super Bowl after what happened just a few years ago. The Philly special. Can you believe it? The head coach and the quarterback, which is honored in a statue outside of Philadelphia's home field there, it has a coach and a quarterback who don't even play for the team anymore.
I wonder what Andy Reid thinks about that.
Exactly. I mean, Andy Reid was there for 14 seasons before he went
Isn't
to Kansas City. So he's had two Hall of Fame careers as a coach with both of these teams, if you can believe that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Coming up on the show, very excited to have him because he always enlightens me. He is Randy Sutton, 30 years on the job with Metro and a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of The Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org. A lot of talk about police reform. Well, we've already been there with police reform. What more is there to do? We're going to find out because Randy Sutton will join us. All that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey, friend. friends. It's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans in the House have voted to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Omar has made anti-Semitic comments in the past.
The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban.
Omar pointed out she is Muslim, an immigrant from Africa.
Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy? My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Speaker McCarthy says there should be a code of conduct moving forward.
Every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves.
Democrats ousted two Republicans from committees 2 years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former President Trump believes Jack Smith, that's a special counsel leading the investigation into Trump's classified documents and the January 6th riot, is biased against him.
I have a guy as a special prosecutor who's just hates Trump. His wife hates Trump. His sister-in-law, I believe, hates Trump.
The former president was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Forecasters say there's relief in sight for icebound parts of the southern plains.
Temperatures to the east and south are a little bit above freezing. So as we go forward during the day, the threat will be more for rain across parts of the lower Mississippi Valley, anywhere from Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, down towards the Gulf Coast. So at the moment, it looks like it's transitioning from a big winter weather ice threat to more of a typical rain threat.
That's Bob Orovec. He is the lead forecaster at the National Weather Service. A shooting at a Memphis library has left one person dead and a police officer critically wounded. Authorities say the victim was pronounced dead at the library. The officer was taken to a hospital and remains in what's being called extremely critical condition. More from townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, Formula One is ready to make a long-term commitment to Las Vegas. With the 2023 Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix coming up in November, F1 officials are ready to commit to the race for at least the next 10 years. When the Grand Prix was announced last November, Formula One officials committed to at least 3 years of racing in and around the Las Vegas Strip. The 10-year deal says the race will happen the weekend before Thanksgiving, at least through 2032. Liberty Media, F1's parent company, has already begun work on its paddock building at the intersection of Harmon and Koval, which will be the main hub of activity come race day. Well, the Pro Bowl games begin tonight live from the Raiders Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center in Henderson, as the NFL's best players compete in a dodgeball competition, a longest golf ball drive event, precision passing, and a pass catching competition. That event can be seen live on ESPN beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon. KMCQ satellite weather, sunny and cool today. Look for a high of 58, an overnight low of 39. It's 55 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We do see some reduced speeds on Interstate 15 southbound right now, mainly between the construction zone there, between Flamingo and Tropicana. And a little bit of congestion entering downtown on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He has been around for decades and decades when it comes to law enforcement. Tyree Nichols, obviously, has been in the news, the tragic death and murder in Memphis, Tennessee. It has resurrected more talk of police reform. The problem is a lot of jurisdictions have already done their police reform. What is there left to do? Let's check in with Randy Sutton. Randy, I know a tragic occurrence in Memphis, Tennessee. Talk a little bit about what you saw in those awful videotapes, the body cams.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, this is a really disturbing situation, and it's disturbing on a couple different levels. First of all, the death of this young man never should have died. He had no criminal history. The beating that he took was savage, and completely out of the bounds of any legitimate policing. It wasn't policing. It was thuggery is what it was. And it was terrible to watch. Here's one of the problems. Every one of these officers who had just, they only had a couple years on the job. And I forecasted this even before this information came out. But what we have seen in the last number of years is because of the issues surrounding recruitment and retention, police agencies around the country have been dropping their standards. And it has now been determined that these officers were all hired under a reduced standard. And this is what happens. I forecasted this several years ago, that we were going to see this type of issue because they're hiring police officers who should not be police officers. You know, it was normal in the past that it was very, very stringent testing requirements to become a cop. You had to take a written test to determine, you know, that you could communicate in a written way. They had oral board so that you could communicate and show that you had the skills to portray yourself in a positive way and communicate well. A psychological exam, a background check, especially important. And then there was also a polygraph in many places. Well, they have diminished much of that. They've lowered the scores for acceptance. They have, in some cases, eliminated some of the background. There are departments now that you can have a criminal record and still be hired as a cop. What we're seeing now and what we saw in Memphis is, in essence, the chickens coming home to roost. When the politicians make decisions like they have done to hire substandard police officers, then this is exactly what's going to happen. And you absolutely cannot drop your standards. You need to have the best people being your cops, not people who never should have been given a badge to begin with.
I want to ask you a question that you probably know. I don't know. Do they still do roll call every morning where everybody comes and sits at a desk and they talk about the issues that are going to be going on in that shift? Do they still do that?
For the most part, yes.
Okay. Tell me what it is that some sergeant or some lieutenant could have said in roll call to get those five officers that fired up. I mean, they were angry.
Well, I don't know that anything that was said in roll call did this. I mean, this was anger. This was a feeding frenzy. There were no proper techniques utilized here at all, including the initial car stop. I'm just saying that this was not policing as we know it. This was an aberration. And unfortunately, you saw zero supervision on the scene. This is a failure in leadership. Okay. Failure in leadership from the top down, from the mayor and city council, who gave their orders to the chief or the police agency and said, you know what? We want more diversity and inclusion, and the way we're going to do it is we want to hire people, and we're going to lower our hiring standards to do it. And, I've seen this before, Kevin. I've seen this because historically, you know, I mean, I've been a police trainer for decades, and this pattern has repeated itself in the name of diversity and inclusion, such as in Miami, where they literally didn't do background checks and hired literally a bunch of criminals who then began murdering drug dealers and stealing their drugs and selling them. And it became one of the biggest black marks in Miami PD history. But they were ordered to do it. They were ordered to hire Hispanic-speaking people, and they didn't give a damn about their backgrounds. So this is not the first time historically. However, because of the incredible number of officers who have quit or retired. In fact, I just read today in New York City, this last year, they have lost more than 3,000 police officers. It's more than any time in history. And the union came out and said, until NYPD does something about the way that they hire and the way that they treat their cops, you're going to continue to see this diminishment. And that means what do the cities do next? They do anything to put people in a uniform. And that is exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. We should be paying our cops top dollar. We should be giving them benefits. We should be hiring the best and the brightest. We should be doing what the Marines did years ago. And while the Army and Navy and Air Force were giving out incentives financially, the Marine Corps came out and said, the few, the proud, the Marines. And that's what we need to do for policing. The few, the proud, the blue.
Again, Randy Sutton joining us. 30 years on the job at Metro, and really one of my own personal heroes. Oddly enough, it turns out that I'm having a dinner tonight with a retired Kansas City area policeman, a motorcycle guy, and he got out early, and he just had enough of it. And he is symptomatic, I think, of what we're seeing around the country of cops that are saying it just ain't worth it. What do we do next? So what's the next step for Memphis? There's going to be a call for national guidelines, if you will. What is next, and how do we fix this?
It's going to take a commitment, and it's going to take money, and it's going to take a desire to actually create some meaningful change. You know, I have a new book coming out next month called Rescuing 911, The Fight for America's Safety. And it deals with everything that we're talking about right now. And in this book, I talk about how if the government, senators and Congress and president, if they really want to have meaningful change, not, and they use the word reform, it's a misnomer. It's not reform. What they have talked about as far as police reform is revenge against the police. And that's what's created this negative environment. Now, you want to create the most favorable hiring practices that you can and give police officers a living wage. There's still places, Kevin, where they're making $15 an hour, $15 an hour.
Wow. Which is,
I mean, you can literally go to McDonald's and get paid more. Then this is in a lot of places in this country. They're making cops work 12-hour shifts, sometimes with no days off. Let me tell you, in Nevada, a few years ago, when they should have been giving officers better benefits, they made it more difficult. Now you have to do 30 years before you can retire. 30 years as a police officer. It's crazy. By the time you got 30 years on the job, you're broken, man. You're broken physically. You're broken emotionally. Instead of creating benefits that draw people, they're making it less desirable to be a cop. They're creating more and more avenues that are negative towards the police. And then you have. We don't have this in Nevada because we have a good district attorney, but in many places, district attorneys are put into place in order to become anti-law enforcement individuals who are literally placed in there as Trojan horses to destroy the criminal justice system. Now, cops get very frustrated. You make a good arrest, and then you see your district attorney dump it because they don't believe that they believe in some type of weird philosophical ideology that is not protective of the people of the community, is only protective of the criminals of the community. And we're seeing that around the country.
I know you're not an expert on Memphis or Memphis policing, but how high up is this thing going to go? I mean, is there going to be a sergeant? Is there going to be a lieutenant? Is there going to be captains that are going to be called in on this thing?
I would certainly hope to see that there would be a complete investigation, including up to the hiring practices of this agency. And the chief has a checkered past herself. You know, she was fired from her job as a commander in a previous department for basically acts of corruption in allowing stopping an investigation that never should have been stopped. and she got her job back in, and they hired her as a chief, even though they should have known her background. So now, you know, she's going to be under scrutiny. There was no supervision, which tells me that the policies of that agency need to be looked at. And when you have a situation where, you know, you have that many officers on the scene, you have to have a supervisor. I mean, that if there was nobody wearing stripes or bars that were able to take that down, that entire situation, and put a stop to it. I mean, that was so out of hand. It was so disturbing to watch, you know, as a law enforcement professional. And I can tell you, you know, I've been talking to cops all over the country about this, and it was another embarrassment for law enforcement. And my guess is, if they had hired the proper people on the job, this wouldn't have happened. But they reduced their standards, and they got this.
So what can they do now? Let's speak specifically about Memphis. What is it they can do now? They already did, quote, police reform, and this is what it got you. What is there that they can do now?
Yeah, well, you see here, and that's just it. They use that word reform, and it's nonsense. All it was trying to kiss the butts of the social justice warriors, and what they did was they made policing less effective, in fact, more dangerous because of what they put into place. So, if the people who run that city want to effect change, then you have to respect the job of the police. You have to create an environment where positive policing is taking place by giving a living wage, by giving good working conditions, by showing that you respect the officers, and then creating a positive environment. And this is all based on leadership, all of it based on leadership. I've seen plenty of departments who were ruined because of the leadership that they put into place, that they had very positive policing. They changed their leadership, or the city changed its leadership and decided that they were going to do, quote, reform. And that reform was nothing but placing negativity on the shoulders of the law enforcement community.
Is that the same? You know, Randy, just very quickly, because I've only got 3 minutes left. It's when you hear the left talk about reimagining policing, how do you take that?
Oh, it's the nonsense of what it is. The people who call for reimagining policing are just they have weird irrational ideological philosophy that is not engaged in any real sense of reality, and it's their political ideology. I as soon as I hear that word, I look at them and I say, "You're an idiot. I'm not listening to you because you're a moron. That's it. You're a moron."
And the idea of putting a social worker in each squad car.
Oh, it's just so ridiculous. it's so dumb. All it is is people who are grasping at some weird ideological straw that makes them think let me tell you, cops are social workers, okay? That most of their day is built around social issues, getting, you know, talking people that are having issues, that are having problems, finding resources for them. I mean, let me tell you something, Kevin. In my decades of police work, I have seen incalculable numbers of police officers who act with compassion, who act intelligently, who deal with people the way they are supposed to be dealt with, that give a damn about their community, that give a damn about people. I've seen so many acts of kindness and compassion and empathy that it is I can't even tell you how many. That's the norm of our cops. That's the norm of the people who still continue to want to wear the badge. And the aberrations that we saw here in Memphis, it's as disturbing as it gets. But that's not the norm. That's not the norm.
Randy, is the book on pre-order yet, or where do we stand?
Yeah, you can get, if you go to rescuing911.org, rescuing911.org, you can get on the list. And I got thousands of people that have already signed up for it, and I welcome your folks to take a look at it. And of course, I implore them to support the Wounded Blue. Our police officers are being injured and shot. In fact, I just got notification just now, 10 minutes ago, that a Memphis police officer was just shot and is in critical condition.
Wow.
I don't know what the circumstances are yet, but literally not 10 minutes ago, I got the word from my sources in Memphis. So
wow.
The Wounded Blue is my organization. It's a nationwide charity. It helps injured and disabled officers. I urge your listeners to go to the website, thewoundedblue.org, see what we do, give what you can, and if you need